Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. Just to finish up on that, we've got so many messages coming in. One is just saying, AJ, just a comment, read the means testing for the medical card. If you're over 70, if you're 70 or over, you are entitled to a medical card, but it is means tested for the household income. The limit is €1,000 a week. So that's per household. So there is actually a mean test for over 70s. Okay, next up tonight, I want to talk about monogamy. Are human beings really meant to be monogamous, or is lifelong exclusivity just a beautiful idea we force ourselves to live by? Across cultures and throughout history, monogamy has been the gold standard for love and commitment. But is it natural, or is it what we've been taught? Biologists point out that only about 3-5% of mammals are naturally monogamous, our closest primate relatives, not exactly poster children for happily ever after. Yet in societies across the world, monogamy is deeply ingrained. Staying with one person for a lifetime is no small feat. Some argue it's an act of love and discipline, a choice to build something meaningful. Others say it's a cage, an outdated institution that ignores human desire and evolution. In today's world of dating apps, open relationships and shifting norms, is lifelong monogamy still the ideal, or is it time we rethink what commitment really means? I want to hear from you tonight. Have you struggled with monogamy? Do you believe it's a sacrifice, a choice, or simply the way love is meant to be? Have a listen to this email that we received from a listener called Mark, who seems to be struggling with monogamy at the moment. So he says, "Dear Nighttime Talk, I never thought I'd be writing into a radio show for advice, but here I am. I've been with my wife for 15 years, married for 10, and for the last 5, our sex life has been non-existent. I'm not talking about a dry spell or the usual ups and downs in a relationship. I mean nothing. No intimacy, no affection, no interest from her side whatsoever. At first, I tried everything, talking, being patient, suggesting counselling, even trying to reignite the spark with date nights and little gestures. But every attempt was met with excuses, avoidance, or just a flat-out lack of interest. Eventually, I stopped bringing it up because it only seemed to make things worse. I love my wife, I really do. We have a good life together. Otherwise, great conversations, shared memories, a solid friendship. But I'm 42 and I can't help but wonder, is this it? Am I just supposed to accept that sex is off the table for the rest of my life? Here's the thing. I don't want to leave her. I don't want to break up our home. And in every other way, she's a great partner. But I do want sex. I need it. And if she's not interested, surely no one would deny me the right to go and find it elsewhere. I'm not talking about some secret sordid affair, just a discreet arrangement and understanding that allows me to fulfill this part of myself without destroying what we've built. I'd love to hear what your listeners think, because honestly, I'm at a loss. So do you think he's being selfish? Should he just accept that this is what happens in a long-term relationship? Or is he justified in seeking intimacy elsewhere? Have you struggled with monogamy? Do you believe it's a sacrifice, a choice, or simply the way that love is meant to be? Get involved on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. And if you let us know, we can get you on the air tonight. Now, I'm going to go to Margaret first. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
How are you, AJ?
I'm
How
good.
Are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Are you okay?
Yeah, all well in the Western Front, as is he.
Oh, I'm glad
thank
to hear
God.
It. Yeah, thank God. So listen,
I was just saying there earlier, sorry now.
No,
my,
go ahead.
My apologies, AJ.
Don't be silly.
I am praying for Niall's good health.
I know
he's not. He doesn't believe, but when somebody's sick, a prayer doesn't go astray.
I know. I'll pass that on to him.
I said another one tonight. And I'll do it now until I hear his voice back on the radio. And you're doing an excellent job, AJ.
Oh, thanks, Margaret. Okay. Thank you.
Now, as regards monogamy, no, I don't agree with it. I think that a man and a woman, when they fall in love, or two girls or two boys fall in love, you give yourself to who you love. And it's between the two, it is. Bringing in another person, no. Not my cup of tea, no way.
It never ends well, does it, Margaret?
No. I tell you, it complicates. And I see programmes on the television, you know, where you have threesomes and foursomes and all this kind of carry on. I say, my God. And do they not think about the diseases? Hopping from one bed to another and all this kind of crack. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if they even think about that, but yeah, it just sounds so complicated to me.
No, I think when you fall in love with your husband, or as I say, there be two girls or two boys, fall in love and they get married or they live together for a long, long time, regardless of whether they get married or not. and they give one another their love and unconditionally, and you go through thick and thin, inside and out, and that's part of love. You have good times, you have bad times. Sometimes one partner might want to, you know, make love.
But if it's been 5 years though, Margaret, and he doesn't feel like he's getting anywhere.
Yeah, but you see, men, until the day they die, they want that. They want to be making love. It's not the same for a woman. Because that girl would be going through the change of life, probably.
Okay.
You don't know what's going on in that girl's life at the present moment in time. You don't. And you don't know whether she's depressed. You don't know whether, you know, she has a house full of children. You don't know whether she could have a medical condition going on in her life, you know, or maybe, you know, could be a parent sick. That's, you know, she's running from her own house to look after maybe a mother or a father or both of them. You don't know. And the girl is probably exhausted. And, you know, I mean, you know yourself, AJ. You wouldn't be at it every night of the week. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, you know? Margaret, yeah. But I mean, it has been 5 years and he said he's tried everything. Is this just what he needs to accept, or does maybe she need to do something? Because when you marry someone and you make those vows, that's part of it, isn't it?
Both the chap and the lady in question, his wife, I think he should say to her, look, you know, even say, look, surprise her with a weekend away even or something, and say to her, look, I didn't take you away for this conversation. I want us to have time together as husband and wife. I love you so much and I want to be close like we used to be. And see how it goes. And, you know, if it doesn't work out the way he wants it, I mean, I wouldn't encourage him now to be going off and doing it with somebody else, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, I think that spells the end, really, Margaret. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, I think when you go down that road, you can say bye-bye to your marriage.
Yeah.
Because it's over. And I don't think the chap, in what you were saying when you're reading out the, you know, his message there, that he doesn't want to go down that road. But he wants to be loved. He feels isolated. He feels he needs to, you know, make love to his wife that he married, the girl he fell in love with. But she doesn't seem to be interested. So there's something going on in her life and she's not expressing it back to him, I think. I think she needs to go and talk to somebody, her own GP, maybe, or... You know, he
I'd love to hear the other side. Is it upsetting her as well, you know, that she's just not interested?
There's two sides to every story, you know what I mean, AJ? And I just think, you know, you're hearing his side of the story, you know, and he wants to be loved and he wants to, you know, make love with his wife that he's mad about by the sound of things.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the marriage to break up. So I think he should say to her, look, is there something bothering you? You know, tell me, because, you know, I want to help you, you know. And you don't know, maybe the girl will break down and, you know, girls get upset and they get emotional and all that, you know. And, I mean, I think he needs to be gentle with her, because just there is something going on there with her.
Yeah. Let me bring in a male voice on this, Margaret. Let me bring in Micheál. Micheál, we want to get a male's opinion on this. Do you think he should go off and find whatever it is he wants elsewhere?
No, the situation, it had to be a slow build up to this. It just didn't happen overnight. So whatever is happening, like, it could be on either side. How do we know that she's not straying? A touch of the grass makes a rogue of the rabbit. The point is, you don't know where she is. Point is, why did she fall off all of a sudden? As you said, for better or for worse, they got married. And they were having a great time. Then all of a sudden she stopped. Now, you mentioned the change of life. That didn't go on for 5 years. But this out of my days, I know too many. But I know an awful lot of people. I heard you saying there that one or the other, like, that is, they're not performing. Now, in the male case, okay, go and get the Viagra and take on half the parish. I don't know what the women get.
But, take on half the parish.
Jesus.
I hear what you're saying, Micheál. Yeah, so I definitely think it's something they need to work out between them. Like there could be some counselling involved or something.
Talk to a doctor or talk to a shrink. But there's something wrong someplace. She didn't just fall out of love. Is there somebody else that she's attracted to? If he's looking for sex, obviously, he's not going anywhere. But the point is, therefore is she. You're on the other side. It could be the other way around. If one or the other falls out, there's normally something amiss somewhere. There's an attraction someplace else. Yes, nature can take its course. Maybe that for some reason or other, the shine goes off it. I mean, a penny is lovely when it's new, but the shine goes off it when it's in your pocket for a while. So it's the same with marriage. So the shine might be gone off it. And one of the others not particularly interested in. Maybe they don't want to share a bed, but there's no interest in the real thing. But and it's not that a man will have it for the rest of his life. There's women out there today and they just can't get enough of it. I know a couple of women, they're over 70, and I'll tell you, you could bring a bucket full of them along and they take on every one of them. It's not a man's job. It goes both ways.
So we've just got a message in here and it says, at the time of life, the kids are reared. Women usually accept celibacy. Like, do you think that's true? Well, from what you're saying, Micheál, it's not.
Definitely not. That's nothing got to do with it. If the kids are there, that gives them more time to go ahead and think back and start out where they started, where they thought there was nobody watching and they were having a great time or parked up a side street. Now they've all the time in the world, the kids are gone. Now is the time to get stuck in and enjoy every minute of it.
That's true, Micheál. That's so true.
Yeah.
It sounds like the best time to do it.
That is 1,000% correct. And if it's a thing that one or the other can't agree to that, well, maybe one of the other has to read it. The other part is that he's looking for something, goes off and gets a bit and comes on home, then goes to bed beside him like that. But I don't know. But there's something wrong someplace.
Yep.
But if the lady is wrong, I'll go and get medical advice. If he's not interested, well, he can go and get his tablet. And as I said, take on half the parish. But that's the way it is.
Let me go to Darianne. Hey, Darianne, how are you?
Yeah, good, AJ. But listen, I'm amazed listening to Micheál because he got ahead of me. And I'm not poo-pooing anything Margaret said because I really respect that lady. But I actually highly suspect that his wife is having an affair.
Oh my God. So that's two of you thinking that maybe the wife is getting it elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely. 42 is too young, so... You know, if he's 42, she's either younger, she's hardly a lot older.
Actually, Margaret as well, because you said she could possibly be going through the change, but that's also very early to be going through the change.
Oh, well, maybe the perimenopause. Yeah, well, but still, no.
Well, I started to change life at 43.
But did you totally go off everything else?
No, I didn't. No.
There you go, Margaret. No, you didn't.
I did. I had the hot flushes and the whole walk. There was a holy You know, and I mean, wet and buckets and all that.
Stop. They haven't a clue, Margaret, have they?
No, men don't have a clue. They have an easy life. You know,
you're referring about the women getting the changes of their lifestyle. They changed their life occurred long before this because you're referring to the bookers in that area. The men know an awful lot more than the women would like to give them credit for. The men are maybe far ahead. But this is the problem. The women, they can't accept that. And they think they can pull the wool over the man's eyes then. That's not the case. The men might be far ahead.
Guys, I'm really surprised. We're getting loads of messages in saying that they think that she's playing away because it's been 5 years.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm surprised. I didn't even think of that. Go ahead, Darianne.
No, sorry. Of course you wouldn't. I'll tell you something, AJ. You know, I remember vividly at that age, and there's no way, you know, you wouldn't be in love with the person you were with and want sex, blah, blah, blah. And, I hit the menopause and all that, but... No, there's something smacking there, and God love him. That poor husband doesn't seem to realise it. You know, he just doesn't, and he doesn't deserve it. And go have fun wherever you want. But I'd iron all the knots out before I would do anything, though. Because if she's playing away, does he really want to stay with her?
Well, he had to win her back. He won her in the first place. He might have played hard again to get her back the second time. And the only way to get her back is by playing good. That's it. And lit it up. That's it. That's only 42. He's only getting into his stride at this stage. That's it.
Let me go to Martin. I'm going to get another male voice in on this. Do you think she's playing away, Martin?
I don't know, AJ. Good evening.
Good evening, Martin. There's sorry.
There's not enough information in the email. I'm not going to make a judgment like that. What do I know? I know nothing about the relationship between these two individuals. What I would say is monogamy, as I said in the text there, is one of the foundation stones of family and society. It has been successful for millennia. If animal behaviorists and biologists and all the rest of them want to compare humans with animals, that's not a good place to start. Apart from that, there are many animals. Many of the animal species mate for life. And even after the death of one of the animals, the other will just continue. You know, they won't engage with another partner in their species. But this thing about men, we only have one thing in our mind. No, that's not true. Not all men. Maybe some men. Not all men. I just think that, you know, as I've said before, I don't have a television. My pastime is reading. I can't remember who it was. There was a famous psychologist, I can't remember who it was, who said the sexiest thing is the human brain, is the mind. And I don't mean erotic now. I mean just sexy, you know, the things that make a relationship successful.
Yeah,
it's possible that this woman could be going through the change of life. Maybe she would benefit from hormone replacement treatment or something like that. I don't know. But I would say, I didn't hear mention of children. Was there mention of children within the marriage?
Martin, there's no mention of children.
No.
I don't think they have kids for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, well, as there was no mention, I was going to take it that there are no children. You know, normally I would say a correspondent would include something like that.
Yeah, they usually would.
I would say, on the one hand, don't throw everything away. Try. See if your wife is, you know, constantly seek to find out if she's amenable to saving your relationship. If she's not, then it's not being unmonogamous or breaking monogamy if this man goes with another partner or marries. Now, my view of it is sex is within marriage.
You're not suggesting that he should, though, go off and seek it elsewhere, are you?
No. I'm not by any means suggesting that. What I'm saying is, if he feels he cannot live the rest of his life without, and we all need intimacy. And when I say intimacy, I don't mean just, you know, outright sexual intimacy. I mean just the intimacy of a touch, of a word, of an expression, of a look. Those are things that affirm.
Even.
Yeah, all those things. They're things that affirm, you know, your worth and your value. One other person. We all have value in different regards to different people. You know, our employers may value us and they pay us for it. And but in a close personal relationship, I would say, okay, it's been a few years. I understand that. I get that. But I wouldn't throw away, if everything else in the relationship is successful, I wouldn't discard that relationship on the basis of, well, we're not being, you know, sexually intimate. I would work at it. Eventually, it may come to the point where this man makes the decision, I can't do this any longer. We don't know the details of exactly what's taken place or what's transpired within this relationship. It's, as I've said to Niall before, so many of the emails or correspondence that you get, there's not enough meat on the bones to form an actual, real, informed opinion. I mean, I could throw out all kinds of theories about, well, maybe he had a vasectomy and she wanted children, but because he's now not capable of fathering children, she doesn't see the point. I mean, we can all come up with theories, but without the actual information, you know, we're just being asked for general opinions. And my opinion is, if the relationship is successful in other regards, in all other regards, pardon me, if he loves her and he feels that underneath all that, underneath the fact that they're not being sexually intimate, if he feels that she still loves him, there's still a huge amount to work for. There's still a very precious relationship there to keep going and work at. That's how I would view it, you know.
Stay with me there, guys. Maybe. I do just have to go to the ads. I've got a message there saying it's called flogging a dead horse. Sex is 10% of a relationship when it's there, but 90% when it's not. If you want to get involved in this, 087-188-0008 is the number to get in touch on WhatsApp. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. We're talking about monogamy. I've received an email from a listener who's been married for 15 years and for the last 5 years there's been no sex. Now, is sex the be-all and end-all? This listener says that he's tried everything and he doesn't know what to do. Now, a couple of our callers and a couple of our texters think that perhaps she's got a little bit of something on the side. What do you think? Let us know on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. I'm going to go back to you, Darian, because you're the one who says that it sounds like the wife is getting it somewhere else. What do you think? That do you think that sex is the be-all and end-all, and is this grounds enough for your man to finish the relationship?
No, I wouldn't say it's the be-all and the end-all, but it's a big package of being in a relationship with somebody, you know? And I just feel 5 years, that means she was only like something like 37. There's no way she was going through perimenopause at 37. Maybe she was.
Sorry, go ahead, Micheál. What'd you say?
I think, okay, no, 32 is the correct age. She's 15 years married at 42. That is a 32. She's nothing since the, no, she's a Reagan.
That's even more, Micheál, why I would suspect. And I think the email from that husband or partner, whatever, you know, he's crying out, and there is something up. And it's highly likely that she has somebody else, and he probably just doesn't suspect it. And if I were him, I'd start watching out for the signs, because I can tell you, whatever about 42, but 32, God, no, come on, women don't get turned off sex at 32. No way.
Is
no
it possible that she's
way.
Just got the ick or something? And she's not seeing someone?
No, I don't think so. No, she has to be seeing somebody. I guarantee you she's seeing somebody. Okay, that's where I'll put my money's worth on it. Oh, no, she is.
She
has to be.
Unless...
Sorry, Micheál, what did you say? Go ahead there.
He might be going on electric as well, you don't know.
Oh, that's true. She could be gone all electric, Darian.
Oh, yeah, well, no, that wouldn't... That wouldn't surprise me. She could have chips in her brain for all we know. But yeah, oh, Micheál, you're so funny. You really are so funny. And you're a very wise man. But if the email is authentic, which I believe it is, and Jesus, a 42, yeah, well, he could be my son, you know, a 42-year-old man crying out like that, no. There's something definitely wrong, and I don't think it's anything to do with him. I definitely think, you know, if he was to kind of look back and see what is going on in his life, he'll see a pattern. And he does, look, if there is something going on, he deserves either to work out what they have or get out and enjoy his life. You know, 42 is far too young.
So, guys, I think, do you all agree then that as part of the marriage, sex is part of the contract?
Definitely, yes, because you buy a wheelbarrow, there's a wheel in it.
Sorry,
if
Micheál?
You buy a wheelbarrow, there's a wheel in it. Buy a wheelbarrow, there's a wheel in it. And if the wheel gets broken, you fix it. Well, he's in a marriage. Like, and that's
Micheál.
What he's supposed to be sensitive. Yes, it's supposed to be sensitive. And all of a sudden, she dries up. No explanation. There's something amiss.
Someone's just texted in and said he's deluded. Yeah. It's over.
He's a big time loser
that's probably me being very blunt but true.
Blunt as you like. That's
you can't just say that to somebody.
Let me just go back to Margaret, because Margaret, you're the least cynical out of everyone we have on at the moment.
Go back to Margaret.
What do you think? What do you think about what everyone's saying here? Do you think she's got a bit on the side and it's over?
Look, I hope she hasn't. I really don't. I still think there's something wrong there. I hope she doesn't, because by the email that was sent in, he's mad about her. He doesn't want to lose his marriage. I think if we would destroy the young lad. He's only 42 years of age. He's his whole life ahead of him. And, you know, he's mad about her. I really hope she's not doing the dirt on him.
Sorry, Micheál, go ahead.
What? I've had a whole life ahead of myself, but you're going
to... Oh, you broke up there because you're saying something funny. I know it's funny. What are you saying, Micheál?
Something about her whole...
I know, it's something... Micheál, say it again. Say it again.
I said, you can take it from where you like it. She said she's a whole life ahead of him.
Oh my God, he keeps breaking up.
Micheál,
we're going to try it one more time. One more time, Micheál. Say what you said. Say the line.
I said, that lady there said, that man is 42, he's his whole life ahead of him. I said, yes, I said, well, to put it in the correct context, she said he's his whole life ahead of him. He's his life ahead of him, but there's no hole. That's the big difference.
I knew that's what you were saying.
I knew there was a hole in it. Oh, my God. Micheál, go to bed.
Oh, get some soap and water, Micheál.
Wash your mouth out, Micheál.
Oh my God, Margaret, we're going to have to sort that Micheál fella out.
I'm telling you. I tell you, if you were 10 or 15 minutes with him, you'd be in a state of laughter.
Oh, yeah, you'd be
so
in stitches.
Yeah.
I know, he's brilliant. Yeah, he is.
Well, fair play to you, Micheál. You're great. Great man.
His line keeps breaking up, though.
You can't keep a basement on top of
him. Say that again, Micheál. Micheál, your line is terrible.
If you can't keep a basement on top of him, you have to make the best of it.
Yeah, this is true.
Expected when a fucking heel case, I feel sorry for him. I don't know whether he's left-handed or right-handed, but he could be in trouble.
This is true.
AJ, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you ever get a response back? Say the husband that sent in that question. Do you ever get a response back from them?
Yeah, we do.
We do
sometimes. There was one a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember what it was. But we did actually. We followed up the next day. From time to time, they do get back, and they say thanks, or they say oh dear, depending on what the outcome was. But no, and then other times, then we don't hear back. So it really just depends on what the outcome was. What the conversation went like.
But I'd love if you ever did hear back from that guy, because it's very sensitive, and as much as we're joking and Micheál and Margaret, you know, it's very serious too.
No, absolutely.
It's a difficult one.
I'll follow up with an email anyway, and I'll see.
Do. And let them know about, you know, the responses, because I think we're very...
very wise bunch.
Sincere.
Yeah. Oh, very sincere.
Yeah, because we have maturity behind us. And we were that 42-year-old, remember? Isn't that right, Margaret?
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely, guys. Yeah,
Micheál does too.
I will follow up with that. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks, Margaret. Thanks, Darianne.
Okay.
Thanks, Micheál.
Not at all.
Thanks,
and you're doing a blinder. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.